93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. It is the Tay and Jay Show, 4:13 on a Tuesday. And we are talking basketball, college women's basketball, and Parkland women's basketball coach Kerry Redeker joining us on the phone. Coach Redeker, wow, you guys are doing really well right now, right?
Oh, yeah. We had a great weekend and got two really big wins at the region tournament, and we're going back to the nationals, so we're excited.
Well, congrats to you. And I know Lakeland, we had talked earlier when you were on with us about a month ago, they were a team that was kind of a thorn in your side kind of, or you knew down the road you were going to have to beat them, but you got it done, right?
We did, and we had played them in December at their place and had won. And then just coming into the game, they have a great shooting team, and so they don't have a lot of size, but they're a great shooter. So against us on Sunday, they ran the flex offense, and their shooters were going wild a little bit. And in the first half, they made 6 threes. They were 6 out of 15 from three-point range. So we challenged our kids. Actually, at the beginning of the game, we said we would give them 6 threes, that we felt like we could still win the game. Well, at halftime, they had 6 threes, so that went out the window. But we challenged our kids, okay, we'll just give them 3, and they got a little tired. I think our defense got a little better, and Lakeland finished the second half 3 for 20 from three-point range. So for the game, they were 9 for 35. So them going cold and maybe our defense being a little bit better helped us get the win. So that was good.
Talking with women's basketball coach Kerry Redeker of Parkland University. And coach, I mean, 20 straight wins. Do you have a rabbit's foot in your pocket or something?
No, a little bit of luck and some good players, I guess. So we'll attribute to that. I don't have rabbit feet.
Well, it's your third straight trip to nationals. I mean, that's just a sign of a strong program. Just talk about what that means for you personally and for the Parkland program.
Well, I definitely think it's exciting for our program. And as a coaching staff, you hope you bring in the right players and you hope those players gel the way that you think they can. Of course, you just never know. And so this team has been really focused this year, and we've really just tried to go one game at a time. We haven't talked at all about a winning streak or anything, and we've just, you know, like in our practices on Mondays, we worry about ourselves, and on Tuesdays, we prepare for the opponent, and Wednesday, we play. Thursday, we worry about ourselves. Friday, we worry about the opponent, and then Saturdays, we play. So we've gotten in a routine, and I think our kids have really bought into that, especially since we've had success. But I just can't say enough about the kids in our program and our sophomores. You know, the freshmen in our program just kind of go along for the ride, and they contribute when they can, but it's our sophomores that really stepped up in the last couple weeks of the season, and having been to nationals, they really wanted to get back, and I think that probably has driven our sophomores more than anything, is just wanting to have that feeling again and wanting that experience, and I'm just so excited for our kids because it's just really great.
And this group finished 6th last year overall, so 4th in 2009. So, Coach, what can they do to better that 6th spot? Do you feel like this team has the experience to do that?
Well, I hope so. And, you know, this is it's a national tournament. It's a true national tournament because they have 16 teams from 16 different geographical areas. So records are thrown out the window, which they always are in postseason, but you never know. That we actually found out just now that the team we play is from Nebraska, and they're 18-11. So we got seeded a 2 seed out of 16 teams, and they're the 15 seed. So this isn't the NCAA where, you know, that's probably all exact science. This is, I'm sure they base it on your record. They base it on your prior finishes in years past, your ranking that you currently have right now. And so we don't know anything, you know, about this team just yet. They could be in a really tough region or play in a really tough conference and have losses, you know, 11 losses and still be really, really strong. So, you know, we just have to, hopefully we can get some film on them and get some scouting reports and go from there. But, you know, obviously, like we've told our kids, the records go out the window. But, you know, with that being said, sure, we're excited about a 2 seed and hopefully we can do some damage.
Talking with Parkland College women's basketball coach Kerry Redeker. And Kerry, you're a 2 seed. That means a lot of people think you can contend for the title. What do you think? How does this team compare to the last two teams that went to nationals?
I think, you know, not obviously knowing all the other teams, but we played Kankakee, who was number one on Valentine's Day, and we beat them at home, and so they're actually right behind us. They're a 3 seed. We lost to Pima Community College, which I think that's the last time I talked to you guys was right back when we got back from Arizona.
Right.
And Pima is actually the number one seed. So we lost to them, and, you know, we feel like we can be right there as long as we play our game. And, you know, we don't really have any great stars on our team. We're very deep. We usually play about 11 kids. And you know, we always have somebody fresh come in off the bench. So I like that idea in a team, in a tournament where you play four games in 5 days, that we, you know, maybe can be kind of built for a lot of, you know, competitive games in a short amount of time. So that would make me feel good. But then, you know, you just never know. Sometimes your team can have a clunker and, you know, just play lousy, and or we can be too overconfident. And so definitely, you know, I feel like we can compete as long as we're playing, we play our game and we play well.
That is Parkland women's basketball coach Carrie Redeker winning her third straight Region 24 title, her and Parkland getting it done. And Coach, thanks so much. Good luck in the Nationals.
All right, thank you.
All right, Carrie Redeker, and it's, man, she knows how to coach.
Well, they tip off next Tuesday at 6 o'clock against North Platte. They are the 2 seed, North Platte the 15 seed. So good luck to them.
That's great.
3 straight years going to Nationals, and now it seems like she's building that program there.
Big
so
time.
Good for them.
And how about Coach Redeker giving us a little scoop, like on the air, right? We just got our seeding.
All right.
This just in. Well, yeah, good luck to them. And we'll talk to Nate Mast. They are also in the national tournament. We'll talk to him in about an hour. Tay and Jay Show. 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Tay and Jay Show, 5:13. It is Tuesday. I'm Lon Tay. He is Jeremy Warner. And joining us on the phone now, Parkland men's basketball coach Nate Mast. Coach, the Parkland Cobras in the national tournament. Should we be surprised by that?
Well, I don't know if surprise is the right word. I know definitely at this level, you never know what you're going to have in 2 years.
Sure.
But you put a team together and you get them all to buy in for the right reasons, and anything's possible.
And Nate Mast, I mean, the last time you were on, you were talking about building a program there at Parkland. This is a nice step in that direction.
Absolutely. You know, we focus mostly on getting the right guys who want to come in here and work for the right reasons. And like I said, you got junior college kids for 1 or 2 years, so you're going to have that turnover. So just finding the right guys who actually come in and buy into each other and want to achieve a common goal is kind of unique. So we got the right guys in there this year who just really want to work together for that goal, and we've had some success, and here we are headed to Nationals.
And, Nate, it's the first time since 1994 Parkland's going to Nationals, and you guys beat a team that you lost to twice earlier in there in John Wood. That just had to feel good avenging that.
Yeah, I think our guys were ready from the start. We came out pretty hot, and everybody was focused, and maybe losing those two games gave us that extra edge to go in there and compete at the highest level, but they definitely got our best punch from the start.
Parkland men's basketball coach Nate Mast with us. And Nate, what can the kids expect now? I mean, this is a big jump to play at that national level. What can you kind of tell them to say, all right, guys, be ready, because here it comes, right?
Yeah, well, we kind of talked about the pressure being at the regional tournament. And once you do have that success at the regional tournament, getting to Nationals, now it's just time to go out and play. You know, there's only 16 teams left playing at the D2 national tournament. You know, we're not going to change a lot. We're just going to focus in on what we've been doing and going out there and playing as hard as we can. So I don't really want to put a lot of pressure on them at the national level.
Sure.
Because we've done all the work leading up to this point. So now it's just kind of time to go do what we do.
And, Nate, you have a roster loaded with a lot of area kids. Just talk about who's really stepped up for you on the streak you guys are putting together, kind of getting hot at the right time, won 11 of the last 12.
Yeah, we've got some consistent play from several guys, and you know, we can have a new leading scorer any given night. You know, DJ Hoskins has obviously been one of our primary scorers the last 2 years, and he was all region last year and this year as well. So we kind of just count on him to put the ball in the hole for us. And then you got Shaq Lowry, point guard from East Moline United Township, who's really just come into his own and has confidence with the ball, and we definitely need him to get us into our offense and provide a spark for us. He makes some great plays. Cody McCollum out of Effingham has just done a great job of being our rock. You know, he does anything and everything that's asked of him, and he does it well. And then you got Jamel Johnson from Charleston, who just had a huge game on Sunday with 20 points and 15 boards, and he was playing inspired and kind of just sparked us. So, like I said, you just got all the guys buying into their roles, and that's why we've had this success lately.
Nate, I asked you to talk about a kid like Cody McCollum that does everything right, which kind of talks about like how you were when you played. Is it so fitting now as a coach to really realize how much you appreciate that?
I definitely look at intangibles, and, you know, Cody's a kid who he understands what the coach wants. He's going to go out there and do it, never ask a question, just do it with all his heart and try to get done what we need to get done. He might be guarding a 6'8 big man, or he might be stopping the point guard. You know, we might have him coming off screen shooting shots or setting the screen. So, he just understands, and he wants what's best for the team, and to get kids like that to come in and play that way is just a huge thing for our team.
Talking with Parkland College men's basketball coach Nate Mass before they head to the national tournament, the first time since 1994. They start Wednesday at 11 a.m. against Erie, the seventh seed. You drew them, Nate. What do you think of that matchup? Do you know anything yet about Erie?
Well, we should receive some game film on them tomorrow. Did some research on them last night, looking at their roster and some of the games they played. They seem to be a pretty big team as far as size, and it looks like they like to score. They average about 94 points a game and only give up about 74 points. So I'm kind of curious to see what style of basketball they play. They got the Region 3 Player of the Year for the last 2 years, just a big 6'9 body down low. So we'll have some matchup things we'll have to take into consideration, but we've set ourselves up with our schedule this year. We've played a lot of Division I JUCOs who've had some big guys, and I think that's going to help us going into the national tournament. And we won't have that kind of overwhelming feeling seeing a bunch of big guys out there because we've played against those guys all year. So don't know exactly what to expect yet until I get that film tomorrow.
I want to know what Nate Mast was doing in '94, the last time Parkland made it. Where were you at, Nate?
Let's see, I'd be a sophomore in high school,
nice.
Central High School there. It was a bad year. I think we were 2-20 that year. doing the high school thing.
That's awesome. And Nate Mass, no truth to the rumor that you were at my son's fifth grade game the other day scouting him.
Nate's like, no lie.
Nor deny. Right?
Exactly.
Right.
Well, Nate Mass, good luck. Congratulations, first of all. You are doing what you said earlier, you were going to start building this program to get to these heights, and you're doing it. So congratulations, buddy.
I appreciate that, guys.
All right, Nate Mast. We appreciate him, and good luck to Nate Mast and the Parkland men's basketball coaches. They play. That's in Danville, right?
It's in Danville. Just a short drive. You want to go see those guys. A lot of area players. Tiger O'Neill, DJ Hoskins, as he was talking about. So a lot of guys. Charles Glass III, I think, plays on that team still. So a lot of guys. You can go see Danville.
That's great to see Nate just getting this team to where they're going to be competitive. And when he gets this to that level, and you know Kerry Redeker's doing the same, that's going to be some fun basketball to watch in the future at Parkland.
Definitely. And coming up, we're going to talk more. We have more from Bruce Weber.
Great.
We want to hear from you. Big Ten tournaments in Indy, but in the future, we don't know where. Let's hear from you. 359-CALL. Tay and Jay Show.